If ever a man had a theme song, it would be this tune, and that man would be Julian Fellowes. Now that Downton Abbey has ended, its creator has turned his flair for historical drama and romance to another tale. Belgravia is a novel named for one of London's poshest neighborhoods. It follows the trajectory of a striving family on the rise, harboring a secret. It's set in the 1800s, and with a tip of the hat to a literary tradition of that time, the book is being released in serial form with chapters issued weekly starting today. Plus a modern twist, it comes to readers via an app. Here, Julian Fellowes reads from the prologue.
This is a story of people who lived two centuries ago, and yet much of what they wanted, much of what they resented, and the passions raging in their hearts were very like the dramas being played out in our own ways, in our own time.
Julian Fellowes begins his novel with a grand party that went down in history. It actually happened on June 15, 1815. The British Army was in Brussels, along with society families associated with its officers. Worry was in the air. Napoleon was drawing near, the Battle of Waterloo just days away, and the Duke of Wellington, in charge of the troops, wanted a diversion.
Wellington felt that the sort of spirits of the town were sinking a bit, and he asked the Duchess of Richmond, who was a big pal of his, would she give a ball and raise the sense that the British were completely confident, they didn't care, they weren't worried. You know, whatever Napoleon might plan, they were giving a ball. And so she sent out the invitations, and then right at the last minute it was clear that Napoleon was actually on the march, and she did wonder if she should cancel it, but in the end, and Wellington said, no, I don't want any sort of softening of our nerve. Go ahead.
Go ahead it did, until word arrived after midnight that Napoleon's forces were dangerously close.
And so all these young men had to go straight out to join their regiments. And those who died, several of them were still in their dress uniforms they'd worn for the ball.
Could you read for us a bit, a moment at the ball when everything has changed?
The flower-filled rooms that had been so fragrant and elegant when the evening began were filled with scenes of heart-rending goodbyes. Mothers and young girls were weeping openly, clinging to their sons and brothers, their husbands and their sweethearts, and abandoning all pretense of calm and well-bred resignation. To James's amazement, the band was still playing, and even more astonishingly, some couples continued to dance, although how they could, surrounded by consternation and grief, was hard to understand. What's interesting to me is that fact of the band playing on and some couples dancing as people were literally sobbing as they were saying goodbye to their sons is absolutely true. That's an eyewitness account.
And the James there is James Trenchard, your character.
Yeah, and his daughter, Sophia, is another character, and Anne is his wife. So they're a fictional family, if you like, at the heart of real events. And they're sort of symbolic of the time that was coming. James is very ambitious. He's been the supplier to Wellington.
Well, James Trenchard, he comes from quite a few rungs down. And by the time we meet him, of course, he's doing well. But then ultimately, he's doing very well in terms of wealth. He represents a new way of thinking in that time.
Yes, it was a period where the empire was expanding. We had more and more markets we could supply. And all of this was generating new fortunes, new men. And these powerful new middle-class rich people were taking the reins.
And it seems like you delight in some of the historical details of the era. I'm taking it on faith that, in fact, afternoon tea was introduced as a novelty.
In 1841, it's the first known example. The Duchess of Bedford invented it because what had happened was luncheon had become slightly earlier and dinner was sliding back through the evening. But the Duchess of Bedford thought it was too long a time to go with nothing to nibble on. And so although people had had a cup of tea when they liked one, and that was quite often in the afternoon, she was the one who invented the idea of having things to eat with it.
Well, it was also something that by now to us seems charmingly stuffy, but in your telling, and I guess the way it was actually a way of being quite casual.
Yes, and quite wild, really, because tea is a very unstructured feed compared to most of them for them. And it must have felt tremendously relaxed, actually, rather like for us having a picnic or something.
Well, why was it important for you to make this a serial novel rather than a TV series, which would suit it so well?
Well, I have written novels before, as I'm sure you know.
But the serial novel, the sort of modern twist on Charles Dickens.
Yeah, no one's written a serial novel. Very few people have written a serial novel with an accompanying app. I mean, I think that was the lure, was that it was an exciting new adventure to have this layered enjoyment that you read the story, but you also go on the site and you travel around the houses and meet the characters. And I don't know, it just seemed fun. It seemed a new variant, if you like, on telling a story that was original.
Did you think much of Charles Dickens in doing this?
You know, I'm a fan of Charles Dickens. I'm a fan of Trollope and all sorts of people. George Eliot, who published in this serial way. I mean, they were slightly different. Their books are so long. They would start to write them and they would start to publish before they'd finished the book. And then sometimes the audience response would alter how they developed the book. And that I'm incredibly admiring of, because I don't think I'd have the nerve to do that. I think I needed to feel the book was complete before it could start going out. But, you know, I mean, I'd love to think I was following in their footsteps. Very golden footsteps they are.
So we're not going to be able to expect any alterations in the plot based on, say, tweeting you or in some way?
No, but I'm sure it'll have a corrective effect on my life in general.
Thank you very much for joining us.
No, I'm delighted. Thank you.
Julian Fellowes' novel, told in weekly installments starting today, is called Belgravia.